Welcome to Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County Exploring the Workforce segment. I'm Carol Linear, the Workforce Supervisor. Today we are pleased to welcome Wasion High School Superintendent Troy Armstrong and Swanton High School Superintendent Chris Lake. Thank you for joining us.
It's good to be here, Kara.
Thanks for having us.
In this segment, we are going to discuss the 2025-2026 school year. Gentlemen, could you please tell me how you started your journey in education?
Yes, Kara. This is Troy Armstrong, and I'm the Wasion School Superintendent. And my career started after a year and a half of working at Carter Lumber Company right out of high school and the last portion of my high school career. And during that time, I decided that a life in the workforce wasn't for me. So I went on to Bowling Green State University and studied education. And have been in the field now for 32 years.
So I, as a kid, got unfortunately bit by the history bug very young, and just absolutely loved all things history. And of course, that just naturally leads you to think, well, what am I going to do with that? So I became a history teacher, and I really kind of knew that that's what I wanted to do. Geez, I think even by my sophomore year in high school. So I ended up going to BGSU, earned my degree, my bachelor's degree, and teaching license. And I've been doing this now for just shy of 28 years.
So we thank you both for being superintendents here in Fulton County and representing our districts. Chris, what would you like people to understand about the line of education?
You know, education is, it's so many things these days. I think over time schools have taken on so many responsibilities. It's not just about bringing kids in and teaching them how to read and write. There's so many components to what we do. We make sure kids are fed. We make sure kids are clothed. We make sure kids are in safe environments when they leave us. You know, it's nonstop. Just because, you know, a school day ends doesn't mean the work of teachers or administrators ends. Just because a school year ends, it doesn't mean that we're just done. The work continues every single day, and it goes on, you know, really 24/7.
And Troy?
I would add to that and confirm everything that Mr. Lake said. But in addition to that, I just want to make known that our teachers, our bus drivers, our food service employees, our operations staff, our secretarial staff, our nurses, our administrators, everyone who comes to school every day and prepares the environment for students, they do that with heart. And they make sure that they do that so that when students come to school, it's the best environment and the best learning environment for those students. So if you go to a summer recreation program or a sporting event, you'll see educators there watching students. And that goes back to what was said earlier, in that educators really do treat our students as if they're our own.
Yeah, I would wholeheartedly agree with that. I mean, it's you know, when you're in this business, you're just kind of all in, and they become like your kids, and you care about them, and, you know, you just find that everything that you do, you know, just kind of revolves around your school. I think that's one of the great advantages of being in a place like Fulton County with all these small school districts, is the people who work in the schools get to know all of the kids. You know, the bus drivers know the kids' birthdays, and, you know, the ladies who work in the cafeteria know what everybody's favorite meal is. And, you know, it's just, it really becomes like a big family.
And what is the most essential tool that you use in education?
Well, there's so many, but I think the most essential tool is probably empathy. You know, you just have to approach every situation with empathy. When you're dealing with parents and children and community, you know, everybody's got their own perspective, their own take on things. You know, Troy will probably agree, we get a lot of people telling us how we should be doing things. And you just have to sit and listen and try to, you know, understand what someone's perspective is. Before you can carry on a conversation and, you know, try to resolve, you know, any issues or differences or whatever might come up.
And I would add, we've talked about listening, we've talked about communication, empathy. I would add technology. That technology is a tool that infiltrates everyone's life, every career path. You need to know about and responsibly use technology.
So technology is changing all the time. So you're always learning through, you're always at the learning edge of what's happening with technology, from kindergartners all the way through seniors, and even your staff from there. What is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now in education?
It's a loaded question, Kara, but we're going to answer it with fidelity and truthfulness. The biggest challenge actually is our state legislators. There is an attack on public education.
Absolutely.
From the voucher systems to the possible elimination of the Fair School Funding Plan. Recently, school funding, the governor's budget, came out of House and Senate committee, and there are a lot of FX to public education that will change the fiscal landscape of public education, which when the state cuts funds and they don't come back with a solution at the state level, that means our local taxpayers will be further burdened.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Our state legislature, it's pretty clear the path they're on is very much anti-public school. The whole budget process, not following through with the Fair School Funding Plan. The Ohio Constitution gives the state legislature one job, and that's to provide for a common school system in Ohio, and they are pretty much kind of washing their hands of that. They're diverting taxpayer money into a voucher program for private schools, completely unaccountable. It's never audited. It's never tracked. There's a whole slate of legislation that's been proposed in Columbus that would make it, for example, you would need 60% of the vote to pass a school levy. There's a tax on property taxes and how we collect taxes and the 20 mil floor and the way we can fund ourselves. So it's really, really a rough time for public education in Ohio. And I would just say, for the folks who are going to hear this in Fulton County, I know the communities support their public schools. I know the public schools are really the center of life in the communities. And, without their notice, it's being eroded away beneath them. And, they're going to wake up in about 4 or 5 years and realize, what happened to my public school? Where'd it go? That's kind of the path we're on.
This sounds like a really big challenge that we're going through right now. Sounds like this is something that we all need to keep our eye on as to how we can help or even communicate what our feelings are about this issue that's going on to the state level.
And if I could inject, Kara, you're absolutely right. As superintendents and treasurers in school districts across Ohio, we do an excellent job of communicating with our legislators, both in the House and the Senate, about our thoughts on how schools should be funded. But we need the community doing that. That's a louder voice than just the superintendents and treasurers in Ohio.
Yeah, I would agree. Every email helps, every phone call helps, every interaction with a state legislator. And again, we're mindful that there is a tremendous burden on our local taxpayers. And, we just want an equitable system that will allow us to continue to do what we do for the children in our communities. Because, like I say, the school has just taken on such an important role in the life of kids that, unfortunately, it does need to be funded, and we're mindful that we want fairness for our taxpayers, but we provide an incredibly valuable service to our communities.
Any new programs coming in the 2025 school year for your guys' districts?
So, Kara, yes, we're starting or bringing back the future of Fulton County. And just a little synopsis of what that means is the Fulton County School Districts, the high school principals, along with the superintendents, are looking and working with local businesses so that we can get our students who want to go directly into the workforce get them connected with a pre-apprenticeship program with a business in Fulton County so that our students learn some real life skills. They get pathway credit towards graduation, and employers get firsthand knowledge of their future employees.
Yeah, we're really hoping to show our students all of the opportunities that are available right here in Fulton County. We feel like the best thing that can happen is our kids grow up in this community and they find a long-term, sustainable, profitable career right here in our county, so that they stay and contribute to their communities. And we're really excited about the prospect of being able to, you know, get kids hooked up with, you know, employers from all facets of the industry, you know, service industry and manufacturing and, you know, you name it. We want kids to be exposed to that. And, you know, the goal is to have them stay here as adults and raise their kids here, because, you know, Fulton County really is a special place.
So if you are a business and you're looking to build your pipeline for talent, reach out to one of the school districts or Ohio Means Jobs, and we can get you set up with the details that you need to participate in the Future of Fulton County program. What is one piece of advice that if you were giving someone starting out in education?
I would just say, you know, if this is what you want to do, then just be all in. You know, it's a great career. It has its challenges, but there's so many wonderful aspects to it, and you really do have an impact on the lives of kids. And if that's important to you, this is definitely the career to go after.
And the only thing I'd add to that, because Mr. Lake is absolutely correct, and I agree with him on every facet. Summarize, I have three expectations for every one of my employees. It's come to work every day, do your job, and do what's best for kids.
Yep, those are great.
Anything else that you guys would like to add?
I would just add that if there are any businesses in Fulton County that are interested in participating and haven't heard about the future of Fulton County, they can reach out to Ohio Means Jobs, to Kara specifically. They can reach out to the high school principal in their district or the superintendent in their district. And because we want to ultimately build the base of businesses that our students have opportunities to ultimately become full-time employees at.
Thank you for listening. We encourage you all to follow us on social media and visit us on the county website at FultonCountyOH.com for more information. This is Carol Linear, the Workforce Supervisor for Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County. Wishing you a wonderful day, Fulton County.
Ohio Means Jobs.